take it all back, all that I said comes out too fast. So I just couldn't help the way that I felt. I started the fire, watching you walk. I followed you there, standing too close. It's hurting. I pictured the words, the warmth of your breath. I started the fire, it's burning. And it feels like jealousy. And it feels like I can't breathe. And I'm all down on my knees. And it feels like jealousy. Seeing a light, a face in the crowd. My lonely heart is racing. And my whole world is under attack. What kind of love am I facing? Is it me that you want? Is it me you can have? Can you give me an answer? I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of thinking. And it feels like jealousy. And it feels like I can breathe. And I'm
Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, you jealous, arrogant bastard. You jealous, arrogant bastard. You know, in America, people are more jealous of one another than any time in history in this nation. We live in a jealous society, and people are more jealous of one another than ever before. With everyone that wants to be movie stars, professional athletes, everyone wants to be the next millionaire. So we see the spirit of jealousy infiltrating in the American people. People today are not happy anymore for people's successes. They're not happy for people anymore. They're jealous of them. Come on, somebody. We live in a jealous society where people do not want other people to succeed. They might tell you, good job. They might tell you, I'm happy for you. But deep down in their heart, they're jealous. We live in a very, very jealous society where people cannot compliment others anymore. They cannot say good job to other people's successes anymore. And instead of being happy for someone else's success or accomplishments, people have become jealous. People are jealous of everything today. They're jealous of where you live. People are jealous of what you have. People are jealous who your spouse might be. People are jealous of what you drive. People are jealous of what kind of job you have or what education you have. People become jealous of the clothes that you wear. People are jealous of the money that you have in the bank. Yes, people are also jealous of where you've been and where you've traveled. And let's be honest, America, we live in a jealous society. God dang! You jealous, arrogant bastard! What am I going to do with you? You're a jealous, arrogant bastard! Jeez, oh, peace! Can you just give me a little compliment? No, because you're jealous. You don't want to give out compliments to anybody. Yes, you know, we shouldn't be jealous of others for what they have. We shouldn't be jealous of anything other people have done. But we should be happy for the people who have succeeded. We should be happy for folks who have done very good, as long as they've done it honestly and not crooked. We should be happy for people who've worked hard and achieved their successes. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, He owns it all anyway. Let's be honest, nothing on this earth is ours. It all belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. It belongs to God alone. And nothing we have anyway is really ours. So why should we be jealous of anything, folks? Why should we be jealous of anything? Why should we be jealous of one another? The Bible talks a lot about jealousy. Yes, the Bible talks a lot about jealousy. The Greek is to provoke to jealousy or rivalry. Or maybe to provoke to anger. Maybe it could be an excitement of mind, a fervent of the spirit, a kind of zeal. Or defending something, maybe a zeal in behalf of something or a person, or it could be a kind of passion. Yes, the Bible is very clear that jealousy, it could come from many things. It could come from a jealous disposition of a husband or wife or a sexual passion. It could be a jealousy or a religious zeal. For an example, the men of God, the men of the house of God, it could be a religious zeal, as the Bible says, God for His people. It could be a jealousy of men against adversaries, of God against men. Jealousy can be a form of envy. The Bible says another word for jealousy is envy. And jealousy can result in the resulting of the wrath of God. The Bible talks about the water of jealousy. It's a phrase employed, not however, in Scripture to denote the water used in the solemn ordeal prescribed by the law of Moses in Numbers 5:11 through 31 in cases of jealousy. In Numbers 5:14, the Bible says it like this: feelings of jealousy came over the husband, and he suspected that his wife was impure. Even if she is innocent and his jealousy and suspicions are groundless. So what does the Bible say jealousy is? It's a feeling. Jealousy is a feeling. It's a feeling that comes over you, but it's also a demonic feeling. It's a demon. Jealousy is a demon, so get away from me, you jealous, arrogant bastard. In Numbers 5:15, he is to take his wife to the priest. He must also take an offering of 2 quarts of barley flour for her. He is to pour no oil on it or mix incense with it because it is a grain offering for jealousy, a grain offering for bringing the guilt out in the open. I'm here to tell you today, if you find out that you are jealous for no reason, you must repent unto the Lord. You don't need to offer a grain offering, but you need to ask God to forgive you. How many of you people did it get today? You get jealous of no for no reason. When you find you are jealous, you need to get on your knees. You need to ask God to forgive you and repent that the Lord Jesus Christ for your jealousy. Jealousy is a sin. Jealousy is a sin. And when you are jealous for no reason whatsoever, you need to repent of that jealousy. In Numbers 5:18, after the priest has her stand in the presence of God, he is to uncover her hair and place an exposure offering in her hand, the grain offering for jealousy, while he holds the bitter water that delivers a curse. Now, listen to this. There was a law back in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, and this was called the law of jealousy and how to handle jealousy. And what the Bible says is that there was a ritual they had to go through for jealousy. Well, here, there was a grain offering. If a man suspected that his wife had committed an affair, what would happen is she would have to go and stand before the priest in the presence of God, uncover her hair, yes, and she had to place an exposure offering in her hand, and that was the grain offering of jealousy, while he holds the bitter water and delivers a curse. Yes, the bitter water of jealousy. And some of you will find that you are jealous of other people. But the Bible says if you are a jealous person, then you are also a bitter person, and a curse is usually upon you. And I want to tell you that jealous people are bitter people. Yes, get away from me, you arrogant, jealous bastard. You know, in Numbers 5:25, we continue with this water deliverance ritual with this grain offering, and then the priest then is to take her hand, okay, a handful of the grain offering for jealousy, wave it before God, and bring it to the altar. And Numbers 5:29 says, this is the law of jealousy in a case where a woman goes off and has an affair and defiles herself while married to her husband. Yes, jealousy is really big today, I believe, in marriages. If you find that you are jealous of your spouse for anything, you need to ask God to forgive you. Yes, you need to bring it unto the altar of God. You need to pray before the Lord. You need to say, God, I find myself jealous. In Numbers 5:30, it says, or a husband is tormented with feelings of jealousy because he suspects his wife. It says, the priest is to have her stand in the presence of God and go through the entire procedure with her. You know, the Bible says that jealousy is a tormented feeling. If you find yourself jealous, well, I'm here to tell you that jealous is a tormenting demon. Jealousy torments you. Every time that you are watching a professional athlete, an actress, I know that feeling of jealousy, the saying, man, I wish I was that running back, or I wish I was that actor, or see, that's a demon of jealousy that torments you. Jealousy is very tormenting. It becomes a curse. And the Bible says it's even worse than anger and rage. Yes. In Deuteronomy 29:20, God won't let him off the hook. God's anger and jealousy will erupt like a volcano against that person. The curse written in the book will bury him. God will delete his name from the records or the book of life. I'm here to tell you today that God's anger and jealousy, meaning God's zeal, the kind of jealousy that God has is different than the kind of jealousy Satan has over people's minds today. His jealousy is a zeal. It's a kind of zeal. But did you know that our God is also a jealous God? He is jealous over His children. He is jealous over His creation. And yes, He is jealous over what He has started from the beginning of time. God is a jealous of God, a God, and He will not allow nobody else to worship a grave idol before Him. But His jealousy is just and pure because He is the creator of everything. Our God is the creator of everything. And He demands respect because He is righteous. And He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Yes. And He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins and your sins. And on the third day He was resurrected and He sits on the right hand of the Father. And yes, our God is a jealous God because He has overcome death. He has overcome the pains of this earth. And yes, He's alive and well and He's in my heart. And yes, He can also be in your heart if you allow Him. So stop being jealous. So stop being jealous, you arrogant bastard. Stop being jealous. You know, in Proverbs 6:34, for jealousy detonates rage in a cheated husband, while for revenge he won't make allowances. You know, jealousy, you got to be careful with jealousy because it can cause you to do worse things than rage. I mean, it can cause you to murder somebody. It can cause you to do terrible things to somebody, jealousy. Jealousy is a demonic emotion. It's an evil emotion that can have many effects if not handled properly. I don't know how many families have been split apart because of jealousy. I don't know how many people have been hurt because of jealousy. I don't know how many things have happened because of jealousy. And if jealousy is not handled properly, I'm here to tell you, if you find yourself being jealous today, you need to go to the altar of the Lord, and you need to repent and ask for forgiveness. So get away from me, you jealous, arrogant bastard. Proverbs 27:4 says it like this: we're blasted by anger and swamped by rage, but who can survive jealousy? Jealousy is so evil, ladies and gentlemen, who can survive it? It will eat you alive. The Bible says that jealousy is worse than anger or rage. Jealousy is worse than anger or rage. It's evil. Jealousy is very evil, and if not controlled properly, if jealousy is not handled properly or controlled properly, there could be many effects. There could be many, many effects to this jealous behavior. Yes. There can be a lot of evil effects to this. Yes. Ezekiel 16:42 says, by then my anger will be played out, my jealousy will subside. Ezekiel 38:19, fueled by blazing jealousy, I tell you that then there will be an earthquake that rocks the land of Israel. Yes, our God is a very jealous God. He is a very jealous God, and this spirit of jealousy just moves in on you. It moves in on you. It takes control over you. You need to be very careful. It's fueled like fire. When the fire of jealousy comes upon you, it's a fuel, it's like lighter fluid, and jealousy will eat through your whole body, and if not taken care of properly, it can make you do stupid, say stupid things. Come on, you can either end up harming somebody because jealousy is a very demonic emotion. In Acts 7:9, it says, but then those fathers, burning up with jealousy, sent Joseph off to Egypt, as a slave, God was right there with him, though. You know, how many we see the Jews that were jealous of Jesus Christ? We see Joseph's brothers were jealous of Joseph. Come on, we see the jealousy of Cain and Abel. This was very jealous. And we also see that Joseph's brothers were jealous of him because he was favored by the Lord, Jesus Christ. And sometimes when the blessing of God is on you, folks are also jealous of you. When you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, people will be jealous of you because you are now the favored one. You are now the blessed one. And sometimes when God has a mighty call upon you, then people will be jealous of you for the things that you are called to do. But jealousy is an evil, evil demonic emotion. In Acts 13:45, some of the Jews seen the crowds went wild with jealousy and tore into Paul's, contradicting everything he was saying, making it an ugly scene. We see that jealousy is very contagious, and jealousy can take over a whole crowd of folks. Get away from me, you arrogant, jealous bastard, because jealousy, when jealousy arises in one person, it could jump into another person if not careful. If somebody around you is jealous of something, it could jump upon you. We see that jealousy is very contagious, and it can cause crowds of people to be envious. Jealousy, yes, spreads from person to person. We have to be very careful of jealousy. We see that the jealousy went through whole crowds of people, and there was a huge riot of jealousy, and it tore into the Apostle Paul, contradicting everything that he was saying, making an ugly scene. Yes, jealousy does make an ugly scene. In Acts 17:5, but the hardline Jews became furious over the conversions. Mad with jealousy, they rounded up a bunch of brawlers off the street and soon had an ugly mob terrorizing the city. As they hunted down Paul and Silas, they broke into Jason's house thinking that Paul and Silas was there. We see that every time a soul is taken from the pit of hell of Satan, is mad with jealousy. Every time a soul is taken from hell, yes, Satan is mad with jealousy and he wants to terrorize you. Anytime you do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, be prepared to have jealous people to try to stop your work. Be prepared to have those that are jealous to try to stop what you have been called to do. A lot of jealous folks around there today, you arrogant, jealous bastard. There's a lot of jealous folks in the United States of America. There's jealous folks in your church. Everywhere you go, you're going to find those that are jealous. But why not just be happy for other people's successes? Huh? How about that? Why not just be happy for what other people have? It don't matter what you have, there's always somebody that has more. And even the richest man on this earth, I'm going to tell you, God has more than him. You can't take your riches with you when you die. God has more than him. Whether you're on the high road or the low road, there's only one place we are all going, and that is the grave. So why not be happy for those on the high road? Why not be happy for those on the low road? Because the end result is the grave, and only with Jesus Christ can you overcome the grave. So who really owns it all? Yes, that's our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, our Father. He is God over everything. So why be jealous of what people have? Because your Father owns it anyway. In 2 Corinthians 12:20, I do admit that I have fears that when I come, you'll disappoint me and I'll disappoint you. And in frustration with each other, everything will fall in pieces. Quarrels, jealousy, flaring tempers, taking sides, angry words, vicious rumors, swelled heads, and general bedlam. Yes, even Paul, he has exceeded the crowds. Where they went, they became mad with jealousy and they tore into Paul. He was worried that when he went back to Corinth to those people, that they would also be jealous. Jealousy is very evil. Get away from me, you jealous, arrogant bastard. Get away from me. Me, you jealous, arrogant bastard. Yes, we all have some kind of jealousy. And when you today find yourself being jealous, I want to ask you to go to the altar of God and repent. Ask Jesus in your heart. God can do wonderful things through your life. God can make you prosper. God can give you dreams. God can comfort you. Yes, our Jesus Christ is still real. I know things are hard, the economical problems. I know things are hard around the world. But yes, Jesus is still alive. Jesus is still alive in your hard times. So stop being jealous of other people. And let's trust in Jesus. Amen.
Take it all back, all that I said. Comes out too fast, so I just couldn't help the way that I felt. I started the fire, watching you walk, I followed you there, standing too close, it's hurting. I pictured the words, the warmth of your breath. I started the fire, it's burning, and it feels like jealousy, and it feels like I can breathe, and I
and it feels